Yes, it's Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and we're going to enjoy a great year. And it isn't this one, although this year has been pretty good. It's been better than some of the years we've had, but we're going to enjoy an old year, a year that's almost 80 years old. Next year it will be 80 years old, but let's just celebrate its birthday prematurely. We're going to delve into the recordings, mostly recordings made in 1927. Which I consider to be one of the high points in American music and music of other countries as well. Europe certainly had a few great musicians, too, who were practicing, doing what they had to do. And we started with Red Nichols and his Five Pennies, Bugle Call Rag, and Eddie Lang, Jimmy Dorsey, Vic Burton, Red Nichols, of course, on Coronet. What a group of musicians he had. He just was, you know, that was amazing stuff. After that, one of the many, many, many variations of Tiger Rag. But this was called Boot to Boot. Actually, toward the end of the show, we'll have another Tiger Rag derivative. That was Jesse Stone's Blues Serenaders. And delving back before 1927, we're going to 1912 for our theme, Most Happy Era, the most amazing ocarina player who ever lived, with the William Tell Overture. Now, this next number corresponds to how I feel things may look up here in a couple of years if the city fathers of Utica have their way. Of course, they're not just fathers. A lot of them are mothers, but even so, they they want to consolidate all the polling places and make it a challenge to vote. So people who really want to vote will go out and vote. So we're going to do one a district and see what we can do. But I speculated that it would be called Ohio on the Mohawk. So being Ohio on the Mohawk, what better to play than Eddie South and his Alabamians from that stellar year of 1927? My Ohio home. How prophetic.
We want to wake up in the morning and hear the birdies say good morning, the way they always say good morning in our old Ohio home. We want to ramble near the roses. We know just where to find the roses. We used to meet that in the moonlight in our old Ohio thank you.
Weary blues. Well, that describes almost how I feel today, a little bit. I'm not feeling too bad. Turn on the mic and I feel good. A little frazzled, a little under-caffeinated. No, I'm not touching that aspartame, thank you very much. I've learned. But that was Weary Blues. Louis Armstrong and his Hot 5. I don't think it was a Hot 7 because I didn't hear Lonnie Johnson or anybody else in there to add weight to the roster. Therefore, I'm guessing it's just the Hot 5. And before that, Tani Parham, ironically so named, he weighed about 500 pounds, and is 45, and that's 40 in quotes, a little bit closer. And we're a little bit closer to my Ohio home, Eddie South and his Alabamians. And Eddie's, of course, the violinist. Great guitar work on there. And they're all, there might be a couple on tonight that you might consider clinkers, but they're included just for ironic effect, mainly. But even you might enjoy those. And as a matter of fact, I do. I don't really judge these things. I enjoy things even that are not excellent. Sometimes mediocrity can fill the soul as well, and you can relish it and dig it and do whatever you got to do. And now, speaking of something, I don't think this was recorded in this country because Leslie Hutchinson worked over in Britain mainly. But and this is from a British CD, so I'm just going to assume. But definitely an American song, Rodgers and Hart from I think a Connecticut Yankee. Jesse Matthews with Leslie Hutchinson. My heart stood still.
In his field school days, I hated boys. Those April Fool days brought me loveless joy. My Plato, no vice for us is, but since your kiss, I'm reading Mrs. Smith. I took one look at you, that's all I meant to do, but then so well, you knew
shutting the avenue. Now people pass remarks, but I hear every word. Here's a few I've overheard. Somebody said, oh, take a look at that baby. Somebody said, oh, take a look at that boy. Somebody said, gee, but he is sure a wonderful baby. Such beautiful eyes and lips and hair too good to be true. Somebody said, well, he's a little bit silly. Somebody said, sure, nothing up in his head. But when they rave, I go tee-hee, 'cause I know he's in love with me. So why do I care what somebody says?
Can't be the plumber, the peddler, of the porter, cause I paid those bills. I hope that it isn't the doctor, the dentist, they can't cure my ills. Is it someone that I've known, gonna make him feel at home? Said, who's that knocking at my door? That's all.
And that Hanshaw, here on WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, and WHCLOR.org. Yes, that's where we are, WHCL.org. For those who are streaming, and thank you for streaming, I do appreciate it. trying to be a nicer person this week. I've been through the ringer, and that always makes me more interesting. I'm Andy Senior. You're interesting, but not interesting to the point of notice, host here on Radiola, and that was Annette Hanshaw. And who's that knocking on my door? And knocking at my door. And you heard Eddie Lang, Joe Venuti, Adrian Rollini, all those guys there in the background. My God. I was a fantasizer that, going back to those time travel things, going back with a tape recorder and recording these guys and trying to get a good sound, but this will do. This really will. I mean, this is a visit to that year. These are sounds that occurred in 1927, and they're delightful. They're not archaic. They're not dead. They're not museum pieces. They still beat with the pulse of life and plenty of vitality. Before and that, we had, speaking of vitality, we had Lee Morris with What Do I Care What Somebody Said. That should be my theme song. Indeed. And she had her Bluegrass Boys, basically a group of New York musicians. And Lee Morris, so that set was compiled by a fellow Live 365 broadcaster who has a show on the program Sweet and Lovely on Live 365. But he's Ian House, and he put that together as a labor of love, and it's available, and that's a good set. Good set of that, of her recordings, and she made so many recordings. And yet, not many people know who Lee Morse is. Before that, we had Jesse Matthews singing with Leslie Hutchinson playing the piano. It almost sounds like the sexes are reversed there. Leslie could be a girl and Jesse could be a guy, but it's the other way around. My Heart Stood Still, I believe that was recorded in Britain. Again, this is all from 27. All good stuff here. Continuing, I believe this is a Glenn Miller arrangement. You'll hear Benny Goodman on this side and Jack Teagarden. At the very beginning of his career, with Ben Pollack and his orchestra, and this was a hot piece for that time, and that day and age. And Ben Pollack, of course, was one of the few bands that had a hot policy, playing in real jazz as opposed to just orchestrated jazz with the occasional solo. He did try to maintain that, but there were some other good ones too, and you'll hear them tonight. But Ben Pollack and his orchestra. Memphis Blues. Here it is.
cowbirds are sleeping at night, and there is no one in sight under the moon. Close to my heart, I feel your tender embrace. Never to part, like birds in June, I'm calling you. You know I'm waiting for you. We've done some loving to you under the moon.
Lopez speaking. Hello, boys. What are you going to sing?
What do we got this for? What do we got arms for? Why do we have stars above? Oh, you know, I know, everything's made for love. What do we got eyes for? What do we size eyes for? Why do we say dovey dove? Oh, you know, I know, everything's made for love. What is the dark for? What is the bark for? Why our shady lane? Why is it cozy? Corn's the roses every time it rains. What have we got you for? What have you got me for? What are we both thinking of? Oh, you know, I know, everything's made for love. Love.
Senior speaking, Andy Senior, that is. That was Vincent Lopez and his orchestra, one of three modern jazz orchestras from 1927. And yes, jazz, well, not, you know, it's not just guys with, hanging with a spike out of their, with a spike hanging out of their arm, just, you know, dying for their art. Jazz was a more amorphous thing in those days. Of course, you couldn't, as such, you couldn't bring it into the house, and it was tough to paper train, but they managed to get it straightened out eventually. But good jazz musicians in there, no doubt. That was Vincent Lopez, Everything's Made for Love. Yes, everything. That, too. Think about it. Before that, Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. Exclamation point. Yes. Under the Moon. Those guys could play. They could play hot. They were good. They weren't just what your grandmother was listening to on New Year's Eve in 1955. Those guys could, they could tear the hide off a song, and they did it. Excellent stuff. And before that, Ben Pollack and his orchestra, possibly a Glenn Miller arrangement. Glenn was in there, sitting next to Jack Teagarden, feeling very jealous indeed, no doubt. Yeah, they had a bit of a, it wasn't really a rivalry, it's just, I think Glenn was just so, he was sort of a martinet, sort of a cold character, and Jack was like this lovable, like a big Newfoundland puppy, and they weren't exactly kindred spirits, but Jack could sure play that horn. Memphis Blues, and that was, of course, from 1927. This music is, you know, I came into the studio feeling like death on toast, and I have to say, right now I feel pretty good. It's very salubrious. It's better for you than anything you can get in a supermarket. So I suggest you put away that processed food and you listen to some jazz. It's good for you. And to continue, I mean, well, this may not be, but it's good. I like this guy. I really do. And this was an early recording of this, too. Harry Richman. Somewhat dramatic, but as I say, I like him. Irving Berlin's Blue Skies.
I was blue, just as blue as I could be. Every day was a cloudy day for me. Then good luck came a knocking at my door. Eyes were gray, but they're not gray anymore. Blue sky smiling at me. Nothing but blue sky do I see. Bluebirds, they're singing a song. Nothing but bluebirds all day long. I never saw the sun shining so bright. I never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. I hear those little bluebirds, they're singing a song. Nothing but bluebirds all day long. I never felt my heart beating so fast. 'Cause I'm in love, I'm happy at last. I'm sitting on the world, wearing a grin, telling the clouds that I'm not in. Blue days, all of them gone, gone, gone. Nothing but blue skies around now.
Yesterday, you came my way, and when you smiled at me, in my heart I felt a thrill. You see, that it was love at sight, and I was right to love you as I do. Still I never dreamed that you could love me too. Your eyes are blue, your kisses too. I never knew what they could do. I can't believe that you're in love with me. Now you're telling everyone I know I'm on your mind each place you go. They can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above me. I just can't imagine that you love me. And after all said and done, now to think, baby, honey, that you're the lucky one. I can't believe that you're in love with me. I never knew what they could do. I can't believe that you're in love with me. Now you're telling everyone I know I'm on your mind each place you go. They can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above me. I just can't imagine that you love me. And after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love with me.
Like to kill, and if he doesn't stop, I will. Got a ukulele and a voice loud and shrill, 'cause he lives next door to me, and he keeps me up till three with ukulele and a funny melody. Crazy words, crazy tune, all that you ever hear him croon is vo-do-dee-o, vo-do-dee-o, do. Vo-do-do, sits around all night long, sings the same words every song, vo-do-dee-o, vo-do-dee-o, do. His ukulele daily, how he'll drum, bum, 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 stampin' and stampin', and then he hollers black bottom, crazy words, crazy tune, he'll be driving me crazy soon, vo-do-dee-o, vo-do-dee-o, do. Napoleon marched his men, he turned around and he said to them, vo-do-dee-o, vo-do-dee-o, do. Vo-do-do, and Washington at Sally Forge, it was bitter cold when up spoke George, vo-do-dee-o, vo-do-do-dee-o-do. And remember Patrick Henry in that speech, that wonderful speech when he cried, give me liberty or black bottom. Take Charlie Chaplin the other day, what did he say to Lita Gray? Ah, vo-do-dee-o, vo-do-do-dee-o-do. He keeps it up both night and day, even hollers out, hey, hey, and every time I hear it, I holler out, no, no. And the words I haven't told, I have heard it till I'm sold, and I've started singing that vo-do-do-do-do. Crazy words, crazy tune, all that you'll ever hear him croon is, ah, isn't it cute? Lo, do, do, he sits around all night long, sings the same words every song.
Oh, do, do, oh, do, do, do.
Attaboy, his ukulele daily. How he'll strum, bum, 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 stampin' and stampin'. And then he hollers black bottom, crazy words, crazy tunes. He'll be driving me crazy tunes.
Oh, do, do, oh, do, do, do.
Take Paul Revere on that midnight ride, jumps on a horse and loudly cries, Bo-do-de-o, bo-do-do, de-o, do. Mark Antony way back then said, friends, Romans, and countrymen, bo-do-de-o, bo-do-do, de-o, do. And in the great war, that late war, mid shot and shell, there came a yell, let's go, boys, you doughboys, give 'em black bottom. I've sung so much of this to you, I bet that you'll be singing too, bo-do-de-o, bo-do-do, de-o, do.
Yes, that's what I would say if I could. I don't know if the FCC would permit it outside of a song. Yes, Vaughn DeLeith, another sort of ambiguous name there, but definitely a woman. One of the first women actually to perform on the radio in the early 20s, 1920, I think. Maybe even before that when experimental stuff was going on. But that was Vaughn DeLeith with Crazy Words, Crazy Tune. And before that, we had Johnny Marvin, I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me, that nice little steel guitar in there, which was ubiquitous by then, by 1927, again. And starting with Harry Richman, just belting it out for the last roll of The Balcony, just the incredible vaudevillian. Gee, I sound like Joe Franklin. Blue Skies, and again, Irving Berlin. Quality stuff, definitely. And this is Andy Sr. with some quality, definitely, lots of, 2 more hours of quality stuff this evening. And if you wish, you can check out my playlist at my Radiola blog, which is radiolablog.blogspot.com. You can type in Radiola into Google, and you can find any number of things. You can find my Live 365 station. And check out the other ones, too, while you're there, because there are some good ones that I've got picked as special favorites. Now, continuing with music from that golden year of 1927, one of the greatest guitar players who ever lived was no doubt Eddie Lang. There's nothing to refute that. I've heard no opposing side in that. A lot of people like Django, but Eddie was here first, and he basically did everything he had to do in his short span of life he had. But here he is in his heyday, in his prime. 1927, just getting started on electric recordings with this. Very, very moving piece. A little love, a little kiss.